The NBA's 75th season tips off tomorrow. Our first doubleheader will be Wednesday. The Celtics at the Garden taking on the Knicks, 7:30 Eastern. And then our primetime game, reigning MVP Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets squaring off against the Suns. Both games are on ESPN and the ESPN app. One app, one tap. It all starts with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. And then today, don't miss the debut of NBA Today with Malika Andrews alongside Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson, your new home for the NBA every day. Today at ESPN2, then tomorrow on ESPN at 3 o'clock Eastern. Meanwhile, on Planet Earth on Friday, we asked everyone for their Monday morning headlines, and Ryan Clark got his right.
Go out on a limb here and say that the Dallas Cowboys will be in the A segment of Get Up on Monday morning with myself, Greeny, Dan Orlowski, and Rex Ryan.
Nailed it.
Like Nostradamus, right?
I mean, it's who I am, Greeny. It's who I am. I was wrong about Patrick Mahomes, but I was right about that.
Here's the thing. They have a bye week this week, and yet somehow next Monday we will find
a way
to get the Cowboys.
Something's wrong.
The end of clock days. As we continue live from the Seaport, we are brought to you by Chase. We are jam-packed. Here we go. It is time to get up with a fabulous finish in Foxborough. Boys, Pats, good to the last play, but could an injury on that play ruin everything? We will start there. Then Aaron Rodgers always has a lot to say, but this time there's nothing subtle about his message. You'll hear it. You won't want to miss it. Plus, Cleveland, so bad it's hard to believe land. We'll tell you why the entire season may have slipped away all in one day as we get up with you, starting right now with the aforementioned Cowboys. Game of the day, game of the year, Mac Jones and the Patriots. Mac Jones, a college teammate of Trayvon Diggs. They play together at Alabama. Mac would be well suited not to throw in his direction on this day. Early first, Mike McCarthy going for it, 4th and 1 on his own side. Dan, you like it?
Absolutely, I like it. You're the best 4th and short team in the NFL. It's just a great stop by the Patriot defense.
Rex hates it because it leads to this, right? Giving the points early in a game, again, a team in which you're a better team. Damian Harris takes it in off the direct snap. Patriots up 7-0. Later in the first, 14-7 Pats. Pats, the Cowboys are going for it again on 4th down, Rex. This time they get it with Zeke.
Yeah, okay.
Rex doesn't like it. I can't talk him into it no matter how much.
Absolute energy out of Rex right now.
Second quarter. Okay.
He's
Pats
on fire.
14-10 on a 4th down. Oh, we got the Cowboys.
Yes. Yeah, tell Pat McAfee to get his punt protection unit right. It's a great job up the middle, and I think it was going to be a huge turning point in this football game.
And that would lead to this. Dak inside the one. It's a touchdown, or is it?
It's just a great job by Bentley. Watch as he jumps over. Look at the left-hand punch. Realizes the ball is going to get extended out over the goal line. A great awareness to knock that ball out.
And so Prescott loses it, and the Patriots are up 14-10. Same score in the third quarter, and their CD.
Hey, man, I'm just going to throw this ball to the back pylon. You win at the line of scrimmage, set them, touchdown Dallas.
Cowboys up 17-14. Back the other way. The power RC.
Hey, listen, when people want to come downhill, this is how you run the football. No shakes, no jukes, all pound game.
Ramondre Stevenson. This time, Mike McCarthy doesn't go for it on 4th and 1 with under 3 minutes to go.
Rex, we just going to go for it for 4th and 1 all the time or not?
Oh, no, because I don't know why. There's no consistency, so I'm just decided not to go for it.
That was Greg Zuerlein missing a 51-yard field goal, but it would lead to this.
Hey, Trayvon Diggs, I thought Mac Jones said, I know this guy. I'm not going to throw it around him. He's a great player. Well, you threw it around him, and it got pick six for the Dallas Cowboys.
Trayvon Diggs is one of the most productive receivers in the NFL, and he plays defense. He has an interception in every game. This one a score. They go for the 2 and don't get it. So it's 26-21. Very next play in the game, Dan.
Come get me, Machiavelli. Mac Jones goes right back at Trayvon Diggs. They get the condensed split, the out and up. He beats Diggs as he tries to undercut it. Safety plays over the top. It's a beautiful throw by Mac Jones. Leads to a huge touchdown for New England.
Is this good defense, RC?
This is terrible defense, and this is not a beautiful throw. Listen, Dan Orlowski loves quarterbacks. I get it. Bro. Connecticut's close to New England. I guess he just wants Mac.
Either way, then Dak. This is a 4th down with the game on the line.
That's a great throw.
That's a great throw.
And then this one is maybe even better because it's 3rd and 25.
Yeah, I get it. Dallas is near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This is a great throw by Dak. 3rd and 25. Beautiful eyes to open up CD.
Then they completely mismanage when to call the timeout here because they don't know what down it is. But one way or another, they do wind up with Greg Zuerlein kicking a 49-yard field goal that sends the game into overtime tied at 29. Patriots would win the toss. They get it first. They punt. So any score wins it for Dallas. First, they go short to CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, they did this a couple times out of this formation. I love Coop at the point of attack right there. Yeah. Amari Cooper selfless blocking on the perimeter.
And that leads to this for the touchdown.
I cannot wait to break this down. It's just beautiful. You can see it start to happen. It's an awesome job by Dak Prescott. CeeDee touchdown, the walk-off, and the wave. This is a – look at Boy Wonder in the background.
I see Boy
Wonder. Great play by the Dallas Cowboys offense.
Oh, we need Happy Jerry. We need Happy Jerry. The celebration is kisses for everybody. Cowboys win at 35-29. What a game.
For the offense to bite itself in the butt all game long. My turnovers down in the red zone, I'm missing out on points, but I think it just speaks to the resiliency of this bunch and this team and the bond that we've created and knowing that we're not going to give up and all we need is a chance. And I think that showed tonight.
So there's so many different things to break down from that game, but it has to begin with the play of the Cowboys quarterback, who has elevated now to a level beyond anything that we'd seen him
before. They don't win the game yesterday unless his play is brilliant. And a lot of creativity and playmaking, but also clutch. Yeah. You know, we always look at the end game and we see the field goal and the game winner, but there's two plays leading up to that game-tying field goal that are a huge deal. Fourth and four, and you're going to get an out route to Cedric Wilson. You got to play in a tight pocket, right? You're going to get a condensed rush. This is beautiful by Dak. 1, 2, 3, and I got to get that ball out. Judon breathing down. Now, 3rd and 25. I want to set this up for everybody. You're going to go 4 strong to the bottom of the screen. Dak is in empty protection all by himself, okay? And you're going to get a man-to-man defense. Dak's going to see, okay, I got a deep cross by my tight end. Here's the in route by CeeDee Lamb. Now there's a safety at the 42-yard on the red line. He's going to be a drop down. Dak has got to move him. Move him to left. Snap back. Bring your eyes to right. Look at the space. You got two guys left up top because of my eyes. I've created a void in the middle of the field. Only one defender trailing on that in route is there. And all those little, that's clutch by Dak Prescott to know, okay, that safety's there. I got to open him up. And again, that is a different version of Dak Prescott than we have seen in the past. And just like that, that clutch gene has showed up this year.
Rex, they had 560-some yards of offense against a Bill Belichick defense in his own building.
Yeah, which has never happened in the history of Bill Belichick on defense, including a head coach or a D coordinator. Mm-hmm. 567 yards? Like, no way that happens. And you're right, Grady, in his own building.
Yeah.
So this is how good is Dak Prescott and this Cowboy offense? 567 yards is unreal to me.
So that is a game that probably shouldn't have been as close as it was, but for a couple of crazy things that happened and you saw them along the way. That is a game that for the last 20 years,
absolutely,
the Patriots always win and the Cowboys always lose. Yet they find a way to win it yesterday. What's the most important thing that we say about it?
That the Dallas Cowboys are different now. This isn't your same last quarter century Dallas Cowboys. This is a team that can find ways to win even when they don't play their best.
Yeah.
So often we had to ask the Dallas Cowboys to be perfect. And that was why down the stretch they would falter. And when we see you play the New England Patriots, they're usually the teams that if you make mistakes, they capitalize and beat you. That wasn't the case yesterday. It's because of the quarterback. It's because of the skill. But it's also because that this team can play any way they want to. We haven't seen Dak Prescott have to play this way since week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. Dan mentioned how well the New England Patriots were playing up front, how they stopped the run. So you know what they said? Let's put it on our quarterback's shoulder, and he can handle it.
445 yards from him. Yeah, the Cowboys basically turned it over in the end zone twice. Yeah. Otherwise, the game might not be what it is. That said, in our first hour, we had something of a spirited discussion here. Let's set it up the way we did again. What do we say of Mike McCarthy today?
Oh, he's the absolute worst coach on the entire staff. Mike McCarthy is what's going to hold the Dallas Cowboys back from winning the Super Bowl. If we get down the stretch and we're going to have to point to one person that made a mistake, one person that didn't do their job well, it's going to be Mike McCarthy. In all of these weeks, in these 6 weeks, and I'm not here calling for his job. So I want to say that first. I'm not saying that Mike McCarthy should be fired.
Sure.
What I'm saying is he should do his job better. When you look at this team, you look at the quarterback doing his job, the running back doing his job, defense doing their job. Do you have anything to say about Kellen Moore other than that he's going to be a head coach next year? Anything to say about Dan Quinn other than that he's reinvented himself as a play caller and defensive coordinator, and he has this defense playing ball well? The only coach we have spoken about from the Dallas Cowboys, and it hasn't been glowing, is Mike McCarthy. It's been mistake after mistake. It's been inconsistency after inconsistency. He's not providing what this team was supposed to get when they got him. They're actually providing him with an opportunity to get things right.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, great points, because I look at it this way. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, do you trust in the biggest situations, pressure situations, that your head coach is going to be able to do the job as a game manager or decision maker? I would say no. And that's the only thing right now I don't trust about this football team is the head coach.
There are three things that we could say over the course of the season you can't argue with, Dan. You can defend Mike McCarthy on the fourth down decisions. Some will agree, some will disagree. But the time that he didn't see the clock in that first game, and then the time that we had the clock management in the second, and then last night, he obviously doesn't know what down it is. If you know that it's fourth down, there's no way in the world you call that timeout before the field goal with 24 seconds left. Now, the Patriots wind up not trying to score, so it doesn't make any difference. But those are the little things that thus far have not cost them a game that easily could.
Now defend it.
No, listen, I'm with you guys that the repetitive behavior this season has not been glowing. But yesterday is not the day to point that out. The first fourth and one, it's the best third and one and fourth and one team in football offensively. They've got 16 of them this year. Yep. I have no problem with them going for it to start that football game. Coach, you know this. That's often a pre-planned thought. Hey, first fourth and one, we're going to go for it. You go into the game thinking that. Second of all, the second fourth and one, when they kick the field goal and miss it, it's 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Guys, this is to win the game or take the lead.
Hey, Dan.
That's the That's the second one. No, let me go. And that's to take the lead. That is the right decision. And then that fourth and one that they kicked to tie the football game. Here's my pushback to you guys on it. Is because you don't know exactly what you're going to do. Fourth and two, maybe you go for it. Fourth and three, maybe you go for it. Ideally, I agree. You want to let that clock go down, pop your timeout, and kick the field goal. But I do think that they were in a situation of going, we don't know exactly what we want to do because it's fourth and one. It's not fourth and five. Let's call it time.
Okay, wait, Tom. I don't mean to cut you off. First of all, you were wrong. You told me let you go, and you were wrong. They went for it on fourth and one, and they missed it. They went for it on fourth and one again. Ezekiel Elliott bounced it outside of guys.
So it was
the third, like I said it was.
Yes.
Now, my point is this. If you can go for it twice, and now you're in a situation where it's fourth and one, and it's a 56-yard field goal at 240, if you believe in your team so much that you believe that they can pick up any fourth and one, I believe that's the one you go for. I believe that's the consistent thought and consistent behavior of trying to win the football game.
But how about if you think, okay, I'm going to kick this field goal because it's going to take we're going to take the lead if we make it, and I believe in our defense enough because their defense after the first quarter played fantastic football. So if we miss it, guys, I think our defense is going to get the ball back with another chance to go into football.
Guys, first off, that first fourth down was absolutely ridiculous. All right, I'll tell you why. All right, you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you dang sure can lose it. That contributed. The hardest points to get in a game are the first ones.
Right.
You have a rookie quarterback on the other side, and you allow them to take the first points of the game. I think it's a huge mistake, and I don't care who the hell thinks the other way. Mm. You're wrong, 100% wrong.
Okay.
By the way, nobody's talking about the third down. They score. Before the fumble, they actually score on third down. So what do? You can't challenge it, right? You can sure as heck call a timeout.
That's
to
fair.
Say, hey, by the way, right here. But again, critical situation, and he blew it in a couple of those things. So I'm not giving him a pass even this week.
They're in a variety of little moments this year. None of them have wound up costing their team a game. If they do, the conversation might feel a little different. I have to break on that thought. I have much more to get to here, including that guy. Aaron Rodgers always has a lot to say. This time, nothing subtle about his message. You will hear it. And then, speaking of sending messages, boy, did the Ravens send one yesterday. Woo. You will hear our entire crew say the entire sport is on notice. That's next. This is Get Up on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We are back on Get Up. Justin Herbert versus Lamar Jackson was supposed to be one of the marquee matchups of the day, but in the end, only one team would show up to play, and those were the guys in purple, Dan.
Yeah, Latavius Murray early on walks into the touchdown from 13 yards out, was never touched. Great push by the Ravens offensive line.
Meanwhile, Rex, look at all the pressure on Justin Herbert.
Yeah, this was all day right here. As great as Herbert is, you can't complete a pass when you're flat on your back.
Ravens defense was spectacular. And then back the other way. Oh, it's Le'Veon Bell.
This is a walk-in touchdown again. You follow Patrick Carr, you follow Mark Andrews around that right edge. Literally, Le'Veon walked into the end zone.
And then, Dan, it goes from bad to worse for Herbert here on the pick.
This is a beautiful pick by Deshaun Elliott. He's just carrying the seam vertical with vision back on the quarterback. You're going to watch it. Watch how he rips that ball away, essentially, from Cook. Break on it, and then my ball over your ball. Beautiful pick.
Remember, Ravens on a short week, but they looked ready to go yesterday. Third quarter, Lamar looking for his tight end, RC.
Listen, you know that Mark Andrews is going to be the big target in the red zone, but watch Lamar with the patience, the chemistry, the accuracy. Mark Andrews with the catch.
So now they're opening up a can. It's 24-6. And then, Rex, Chargers are going for it in their own 19-yard line.
Of course you are. You did it earlier in the game, too. And you know what? You're not going to get it. There you go. Stick that in that one analytics toolbox of yours. You look like a tool when it doesn't work.
Start of the fourth, it's Devontae Freeman. The Ravens just ran it down their throats in this game. A dominating performance from Baltimore and Lamar. His 35th win. That is surpassing Dan Marino for the most by any quarterback before they turn 25. Meanwhile, on to some other games with the superlatives. RC, who was most impressive to you yesterday?
The Las Vegas Raiders. We talked and we talked about how this team would respond after all of the things that they're going to, losing their coach last week, coming together as a team and making big plays from the outset with Henry Ruggs, also getting football thrown on wheel routes and the defense making enough plays to get this team to win. I thought this was a great game by the Las Vegas Raiders, a good job by the new coach and the team going out and performing.
And they dominated on the road. Rex, what was the biggest surprise to you?
The Dolphins. Are you kidding me? You're playing against Jacksonville. This is what you do. Nice ball here by Tua. Look at that accuracy. Right here. And look at that funny. He did throw for over 300 yards, but man, oh man, he had some plays like that that you just wonder what the heck is going on. By the way, good teams convert on short yardage. You're not converting on that one right there. And look, their defense. They're 29th in the league.
That's real.
Won 10 games last year.
Yeah.
Ryan Forrest, I mean, golly, this team stinks.
So that's a disappointment. But, Dan, what was your biggest disappointment?
Oh, the New York Giants. How do you go on the road a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys and at least play well when you're getting beat up and then come at home and get absolutely skunked by the Rams? You don't show any energy, any toughness, any pride. Your head coach stood up there when he got the job and said, we are going to play with toughness, clean football, not beat ourselves. We're going to represent the people of this area. And you're not. At home, at some point, you got to play a good football game. Let me say this, okay? Players in the locker room don't like Timmy Toughnut coaches when you're losing football games.
Timmy Toughnuts.
Timmy Toughnuts from Joe Judge.
Yeah.
And you're losing football games.
Yeah.
And your quarterback goes, everybody on your team is hurt. You're down 38-3 at half or at the end of the game. Your quarterback is still in the game with like 2 minutes to go, and he's taking shots when everybody on your team is hurt. Like, this is just a disappointment by the Giants.
Okay, here's the problem.
Timmy,
the best dad joke you ever told.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh,
we're not nearly mature enough to sit through Timmy Toughnuts. But here's but it's a serious point.
It is.
This is a guy who suffered a serious concussion last week. They're down 38-3 in the fourth quarter, Rex. Why is he in that game?
Yeah, because that's the stupidest thing ever. Oh, you know what? There's one other stupider thing than that.
Yeah.
How about running a quarterback sneak on third and one or something, whatever
right here?
What? Your guy he was concussed last week.
Yeah.
7 days, and you're running quarterback sneak with him? My goodness. Hey, you know, that Joe Hard guy, I call him. Look, your guy just got hit in the head. What a surprise. It's short yardage. He's going to get hit in the head. quit it. Look at him. There's Mr. Tough Guy. You run the quarterback.
I think at some point you have to start evaluating his ability to take care of a team, right? Being a head coach is not just about delegating. It's not just about making sure your team plays a certain way. It's about looking in the eyes of your football players and them feeling like coach has my back, right? Coach understands how to take care of us, and we are in this together. And if you are a New York Giant right now, there's no way you can feel that way about Joe Judge. It seems more about this image he wants to portray rather than connecting with the people in his locker room.
Speaking of connecting, you better connect with your fan base, right?
At some point, play well.
Right? They don't play well at all. You think Giant fans are happy that Joe Judge is their
football
coach?
Right. But my point is, and you make a great point, RC. We want to be, as you guys know this, we want to be talked with, not talked to. We are grown adults. Spoken to. And you can't say you're going to be this and then never be that and then put your quarterback in the game when it's 38-3 and everybody else in your offense isn't in the football game because they're all hurt and continue to allow them to take hits. It's stupid.
That's one that I think requires a lot of conversation. In the meantime, I also want you to hear something Dan Campbell said. He's the coach of the Lions. They're 0-6. They've been fighting hard all year long. Yesterday, they really got beat up badly. Yeah. And after the game, the coach had these comments about his quarterback, Jared Goff.
I feel like he needs to step up more than he has. And I think he needs to help us, you know, just like everybody else. And I think he's going to need to put a little bit of weight on his shoulders here. And it's time to step up, make some throws, and do some things. But he needs help. He needs help.
You could see that it sort of pained him to say. Go ahead, Rex. What is your
I love this guy. You want to see the opposite of Joe Judge? It's Dan Campbell right here. By the way, that's a genuine tough guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
And you know what
this message is? That was to the entire locker room. And don't kid yourself for one second. I'm sure he mentioned it in front of his entire football team. He didn't have to go through the media to do it. I'm sure he called out Jared Goff and every single person in the locker room. This is the first time that you had some players on the Detroit team
let go of the rope.
There are several still hanging on there, mm-hmm. but some had let go of the rope. And Dan Campbell, they're not going to play for him long unless they hold on to that rope.
Quick thought, Dan.
I think he's just being honest about the situation.
Yep.
And I think he is making it very clear to Jared that, hey, I'm aware of where the football team is,
mm-hmm.
but what I want to see from you is show me that you can be our guy for the future.
Yeah.
To, in moments,
100%.
Carry a bad football team. It's a bad football team. They knew it. That's why they made the trade. Start to carry us, because if you don't, then you're making the decision for us in the future easier.
And this is a very big week now for them because they're playing the Rams. So that means Stafford, Goff, history, the trade, and that great defense. So things don't appear to be getting easier anytime quickly. Okay, we'll take a short break. Lots to get to here, including Cleveland. So bad it's hard to believe land. We'll tell you why the season may have slipped away all in one day. And then we have this sneaky Hembo for Rex. Here's the question. What is the most common matchup in NFL history that doesn't involve the Packers or the Bears, including the playoffs? The answer is next. You're watching Get Up. Rex, I don't think Rex knows. We'll be right back on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by T-Mobile. Another game that was supposed to be an outstanding matchup would be the Cardinals and the Browns. Remember, no Cliff Kingsbury for Arizona. Out with COVID, Spencer Ripple. And Kyler Murray's here. RC, the moves.
Give him a leg and take it back. And that's exactly what D-Hop did. That was some Peter Warwick-type dead leg stuff.
T-dub.
So the Cardinals up 14-0 then. Look at Donovan Peoples-Jones trucking people.
Yes, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. When wide receivers do things like that, it really upsets me.
So now, 3 seconds left in the half. The Browns are being dominated, but they're down 23-7, and then here comes a Hail Mary, and Rex would make it look kind of easy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. By the way, this went down 67 yards in the air by Baker Mayfield. Pretty darn good throw.
So it's 23-14 at the half. They're still kind of in the game until this, Dan.
Yeah, it's 2nd and 13. Baker's scrambling, trying to make something happen. You see J.J. Watt come with that wrap tackle.
Ooh.
And then that left shoulder that's got that torn labrum wearing the harness comes down right into that ground right there. And when I saw it on the replay, I was like, his shoulder is done.
A really ugly-looking injury. Remarkably, he would stay in the game. D-Hop. How about it?
Yeah, I love the eyes by Kyler. You can see like the eyes and the shoulder. Get those defenders to jump up, little touch. I wouldn't cover him either.
Cardinals up 30-14. Again, Baker back in the game on a 4th down for Odell.
Just catch it. 4th and 4, you get all out pressure. That's exactly the right place with the football and the right throw. He's just got to catch it.
And oh, by the way, adding injury to insult. On that play, Kareem Hunt got hurt and it looked bad. Mm. It's a calf. He would be carted off. So just a terrible day for the Browns in every way. It's capped by this. Ooh. Cardinals stay perfect on that touchdown toss to A.J. Green. Murray threw 4 touchdowns on the day. So without their coach, they win at 37-14. They improved to 6-0 on the season. They're outstanding. There's not much more to say about them. But, Dan, what is there to say about the 3-3 Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, for me, the most disappointing team in football. They're a 3-3 team with a 6-0 roster. They had injuries going into yesterday's game. I'm aware of that, but you're playing at home against a team that has to travel to you. They're without their head coach. They don't have a play caller. The guy calling plays is the first time he's doing it in the NFL. They're without their best defensive player. So as a quarterback, you can't turn the ball over early in your red zone. You did that twice. You give up a 3rd and 21 touchdown. Kyler Murray did whatever he wanted. You give up a 3rd and goal touchdown, the screen pass to Hop, which is from the 12 or 13 yard line. And this defense has played 3 good offenses this year, 3 really good offenses. They've given up 37. They have given up 40. They've given up 47. They've given up 33 and they've given up 37 points. The defense was supposed to be the weakness that became a strength because of the drafting and the money that was invested into it. Like you're too talented of a football team that when you play against good teams, they got whooped against the Chargers for the most part, right? And then they got whooped yesterday. Again, good football teams.
Yeah, their defense got whooped by the Chargers, and then everything got whooped yesterday.
But, you know, they've been whipped before, but we haven't seen them get whipped physically like they did yesterday. Who would have thought going into the game that the Arizona Cardinals would have outrushed the Cleveland Browns by 71 yards?
That's big.
Yeah. Like, that's unreal. Like, it's one thing getting whipped on a scoreboard, but they got whipped physically by a football team that continues to impress the heck out of me. But Cleveland, you mentioned it, 6-0 personnel.
Yeah.
All right? When is this defense going to show up and quit being the Achilles heel for this football team? Quit blaming Baker Mayfield for everything else. Start blaming where blame should go on that defense.
What do we think, RC? What do we say about the Browns today?
Listen, as an organization, they are failing right now. And we heaped praise on the GM Barry. We heaped praise on Kevin Stefanski last year, and we thought that this would be the year they took the next step. Dan said it in the offseason. He said that they took the defense, which was a liability, and made it an asset. And so we were expecting them to take that next step. They have not. Also, Baker Mayfield is playing for a contract. Baker Mayfield, I think we feel that he's the franchise guy, that he's a good football player. But they don't win any football games because of Baker Mayfield. And when you don't have a quarterback that can do that, it is very difficult to win in this league. You watch Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield yesterday. They are worlds apart, and that's a tough place to be for a Cleveland Browns fan.
It's coming from a guy who's had Baker's back, still have it, still think he's going to be fine. But your point of winning because of, and you almost have to even, I can't sit here at this table for years and talk about Dak Prescott and say, well, if you're going to ask for the big money, you got to play really good when your team is without guys, injuries. And I can't sit here and praise Lamar Jackson for the things that he's done because he's playing at an incredible level when his team is without guys because of injuries, and then not do the same with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
If you're the number one pick and you're going to go in there to the drawing board this year and ask for a ton of cash, then you got to play really good in games when your team is without guys, because once you pay the quarterback,
you lose guys
just a little bit, right? Yeah. And I think that was a game for me yesterday that was going to be such an instrumental kind of part of the future for Baker, go ball with all those injuries. And it didn't happen.
The thing that's really bad is he's getting outplayed so bad, Baker Mayfield, by two guys in the same draft class, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Yeah. True.
That's what makes it look. And look, he's not elite. Those guys are elite. Okay, Justin Herbert's elite. Joe Burrow's elite. Yeah. All right, Aaron Rodgers elite. When do you get down the list of Baker Mayfield?
The hard thing is when you get to watch it happen at the same time. Yeah. Right? When Baker Mayfield is on the field with Kyler Murray, you see how different those things look.
Oh, by the way, they play Thursday. So they got all these injuries. Ooh. Baker with the shoulder, Kareem Hunt, we don't even know what's happening with the calf at this point. And they have the short week against Denver this week, so we'll see what winds up happening. Before we get to Bears-Packers here, which is the most commonly played matchup in NFL history. Here's Sneaky Hambo for Rex. What is the most common matchup that doesn't involve either of those teams?
See, here's the thing. I would have had that one. Packers-Bears, we all would have had that.
If the question had been different.
But Sneaky Hambo drives me crazy. I'm going to say, he's got to be original franchise, got to be all that. I'm going Washington. And now, drumroll please, do I take the Eagles or do I take the Giants? The Giants!
That's right! It's the little thing.
I own you. I own you, Hambo.
Woohoo! That's well said. That's very well said. As we lead into the Packers and the Bears with a discount double check and everything else. Rex, that's exactly what Aaron Rodgers did. I love myself, he says. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, here. Dan, look at the time he has.
Yeah, I mean, you want me to do a highlight right now, Greeny? This is a great job of getting number 4 under progression, protection. Aaron Jones turns something small into something big.
And then on the other side, Justin Fields didn't have a lot of chances yesterday. This was a nice try.
Yeah, a little too handcuffed still, but this is a good job getting to number 3 in the progression. You mentioned this is a perfect drive. His second really good drive of the game. Great touchdown
pass. Let's go to where the game is decided. It's a 3-point game with 7 minutes left, and then Devontae Adams.
Yeah, they try to hit him at the line of scrimmage. It doesn't work. He weaves his way through some underneath defenders. Rodgers moves the pocket. You're going to see it's a beautiful angle of that throw. Nice flip over the top, right? Ooh. Trailing defender, safety, just a beautiful throw by Rodgers.
He thinks it's a touchdown. As you'll see, he does step out of bounds at the 21, so that gives Aaron Rodgers the opportunity to do what Rex just did. Faking to his left and running back right, RC.
Here's the pump fake right here. Now watch the athleticism and the speed to get to the sideline. Gets past the pylon, takes a hit, but it's Aaron Rodgers. What a great play.
And then after he gets into the end zone, the fans in Chicago in that corner of the stadium are giving him the business, and he gave it right back. Let the record show, our crew absolutely loves it. Aaron Rodgers, talking the talk, walking the walk. Packers get the win. Here he was after the game.
I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. Well, I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
All right, so let the record show everybody here loved it, including Rex, who didn't get to comment on it earlier. So let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock. Rex, what did you think of Rodgers' reaction to the fans?
I think it's the best. Man, it's so genuine. And for him to come out and do that, he's doing it. I love this guy because he's so passionate and he's so genuine. But Green Bay Packer fans, you know what? It's good. The joke's going to be on you, my friends, because when he walks out the door, he's going to take Devontae with him. And you know where Detroit is right now? That's going to be where you're at.
Oh my God.
Man, I can't wait for those cheeseheads. Guess what? He ain't going to be your quarterback next year.
I thought Aaron Rodgers didn't like football. Weren't we told about that?
He wasn't good at it, though.
He liked that yesterday. Dan, 30 seconds for you. The Chiefs had 3 more turnovers in their win. Is their offense in some trouble?
I don't know. I wish I could. I don't know, because you're not supposed to turn the football over the way the Chiefs do and yet still score 30-plus points. You're not supposed to be careless with the football.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, second week in a row, ball hits your hands, interception. Yep. Mecole Hardman, try to get stepped up in a role. He fumbles. Patrick, this is as bad as running out of the end zone, candidly.
That's brutal.
This is a terrible play. But then you come out and you're unstoppable in the second half.
Right.
So my football background says you can't continue to turn the football over and be really good on offense. But they're still ridiculously good on offense. I don't know.
One more, and for the those of you who might not have seen the news yesterday, Ed Orgeron, less than 2 years after winning the national championship, is out after this season at LSU. My favorite Tiger is here. RC, what's your reaction?
The first thing is thank you, Coach. Right? The 2019 team was one of the best college football teams of all time. And there's not that team if it's not for Ed Orgeron. The other piece is this. Ed Orgeron wanted nothing more than to be the head coach of LSU. And as an alum, as a former football player at LSU, that's what you want people to feel. You want them to feel like there is no place on earth but that school. And that's who Ed Orgeron was. It's not working out now. We have a certain standard that we want to live up to each and every year. But for what Coach O did for this university, for the way that he loved this university, I say thank you.
Is that the best job that's going to be available now, right?
Absolutely. Like, man. Hey, best about, job.
It feels that way, right? I mean, USC is available. LSU with all the talent.
Nobody care about USC.
We'll see.
LSU.
We'll see what winds up happening there. Meanwhile, you're looking for hockey tomorrow night. We're the place for it. We got Matthew Barzal on the Islanders taking on Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks beginning 8 Eastern. You can always watch it on the ESPN app. From anywhere, one app, one tap. Coming up, a fabulous finish in Foxborough. Boys and Pats, good to the last play, but could an injury on that play ruin everything? We're getting there. Next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
You're watching Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. Speaking of which, it's time for your morning wake-up call. 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Here we go.
Play fake. Boot to the right. Looking down the field. Lamb. 10-5. Victory. Cowboys win. The ghosts are exorcised. That's a pretty good way to finish.
All right, and so a spectacular play, and Dan Orlovsky is here. We put together some tape on the drive that wins the game for them last night, and we could just sort of roll it here perhaps, and we're having minor technical issues, but that will not keep you from showing us how they win the game.
Yeah, a big deal is the theme that Kellen Moore and this offense got into with a 12 personnel slot, and they went into overtime. You see 12 personnel, now play fake, right? Now Dak's going to do a great job of getting that tight end the ball. Now we're going to go to another first down. You're going to see that same formation, 2 tight ends, slot receiver, run action that way, okay? This is first and 10. This is going to be a beautiful job by Dak Prescott of running the ball. They're going to go run action up top, and then they're going to set it up for another CeeDee Lamb touchdown. So this is a beautiful job by Dak Prescott. There's obviously a little video. Okay, beautiful. Run action that way. Now we're going to get to the third time this drive. You're going to see the same personnel. Now I want everyone to see two things. This is CeeDee Lamb up top. When you get that run action, here's going to be a play fake away. You're going to get these tight ends down block, and they're going to go corner route, flat route. You're going to get run action. Dak's got to do two things. You can play it. Now, first of all, watch when Dak makes this play fake, and after the play fake, freeze it. Snap your head, Dak. That's beautiful. And then CeeDee Lamb puts his hand up. If you can rewind it for a second, CeeDee Lamb is actually going, Randy Moss put my hands up for a touchdown. So Dak Prescott does a beautiful job of getting that ball out for a touchdown, and it's set up because they ran that same formation, that same personnel grouping, and that same action 3 times in a row. And if people at home, CeeDee Lamb goes on the over route and he's like, hey, give it to me. And Dak does a great job of putting vision on him. So again, the theme of that personnel and formation creates a big touchdown for the Cowboys.
Again, it's always the little things that turn into the big things, and the video there with the little issue, but we're able to get the idea here right. of a Cowboys team that did what they never do, which is to say they made mistakes. Mm-hmm. They made the plays that sometimes cost you games, and they're just good enough at this point to overcome that.
I mean, they're absolutely amazing. Like, when you look at the Dallas Cowboys and you think about about them offensively, they have a top five running back, they have a top five quarterback, and they have CeeDee Lamb, who is emerging to be a top five wide receiver. And when he's not playing at that level, you have Cedric Wilson, you have Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup isn't even playing, Schultz has been huge as a tight end. When you look at this team, they have all the pieces that they need. The defense has to continue to come along. Defense has to play better and keep turning the football over. The Dallas Cowboys fought through adversity created by themselves yesterday to win that football game by a touchdown in overtime.
Now, and there was a moment in time, and I'm not trying to bring this up to criticize. We all know where we've been with Dak Prescott. When our question here was, can he play big in big games? Can he elevate the talent around him? And has he ever answered those?
Yeah.
I was smiling at that. Yeah.
You point at me. And that's why I have been different than everybody this year in my belief that it's a different player. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a different Dak Prescott. We did not see a Dak Prescott in the past that often put his team on his backs and said, I'll play good enough. I mean, they threw the ball another 50 times or 47 times yesterday. We've seen that multiple times this year. We had not seen a Dak Prescott that late in games was a difference maker. And again, tiering quarterbacks, Dak Prescott was a guy that won a lot of games, and the Cowboys won a lot of games with Dak Prescott. This year, he has ascended into that grouping that the Cowboys are winning a lot of games because of Dak Prescott.
And so, Rex, as one of the great defensive coaches of all time, when you've got an offense that has an elite quarterback, that when they need him to throw for 450 yards, he does. And in other games, they're going to run it down your throw with that offensive line and the two backs that they have, and they can run it for 150, 160. What do you do if you're planning a defense against this Dallas team?
I mean,
what are you doing?
You know, you try to cut the head off. Like that's what you try to do. You got to get to the quarterback, and you know, but it's a hell of a lot easier said than done,
right?
Because they actually have depth in their offensive line, which they probably the most depth they've had in years. They have depth all over this thing. But yes, cut the head off. You got to get to that quarterback, rattle his cage.
I do think in my notes yesterday, RC, you can kind of vouch for this or speak on it, is I actually thought New England defensively was the first team this year that matched them physically at the line of scrimmage.
They absolutely did.
Right? It was the first team that defensively, physically matched the Cowboys and at least challenged them. The next step would be doing that while also not allowing Dak to get out of the pocket.
But and that's the problem, right? We talked about this the first week. I was all upset because Dak Prescott threw the ball 60 times, and I was like, what about Ezekiel Elliott? What about Tony Pollard? And it was like, okay, they can morph each and every week to do whatever it takes. And when your quarterback is playing at that type of level, where you can have some games where it's 180 yards where he throws for 225.
Yeah.
But still, when you need him in these type of moments, he makes the play. Here's what's huge about that. You now know that Dak Prescott can do whatever it takes to win a football game. And now, for him, he has the money. It's about winning.
Yeah, they go into their bye right now, and they may basically have put away the NFC East already. There's no other team in that division that has more than two wins. But you know what championship teams look like? They're a bunch of good teams in the NFC. Are the Cowboys a team that you could see winding up in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, you could, but my biggest concern with this football team is the head coach be able to make critical decisions in critical moments?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't know if you can answer yes to that right now.
Because he's stunk the entire year. It's not to pile on Mike McCarthy. I'm sure Mike McCarthy's a cool dude. But when you look at what has hindered this team this year, it's been Mike McCarthy. The negative points that we have made on Monday morning or on Tuesday morning when the Cowboys have played, it's been about Mike McCarthy. It's been about clock management. It's been about understanding the moments in the game and putting your team in the correct position to win. You know, Dan, I love Dan's tiers of quarterback, right?
Right.
They're not even winning with Mike McCarthy. They're winning in spite of Mike McCarthy right now.
There have been three different games that we have come on here the following day and said, if that had cost them the game,
think how different
the conversation would be. And thus far, it has not. It will be a different discussion if it does. In the meantime, how about a championship yesterday in Chicago? Phoenix Mercury and the Chicago Sky. Game 4 WNBA Finals. Sky trying to win it for the first time ever. Under 3 minutes to go. Candace Parker, that's Kalia Copper with the finish. 3-point game. Next Sky possession, Courtney Vandersloot. Cross court for Parker. She knocks down the three. We're tied at 72. The Sky coming from well behind. A minute and a half to go. Stephanie Dolson to the basket. Vandersloot with a great dish. Dolson scores. Sky up two. Chance the Rapper loves it. 30 seconds left. Sky still up by two. It's Vandersloot attacking into the lane. The spin.
the space, the fade, and it's good. Chicago outscoring the Mercury 26-11 in the fourth quarter. They win it 80-74, the Sky's first ever WNBA championship. And that leads us to the start of the NBA season. Tips off tomorrow. Our first doubleheader will be Wednesday. Jason Tatum and the Celtics at the Garden to take on the Knicks. Our primetime West Coast game will be Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets squaring off against Devin Booker and the Suns. All the action on ESPN and the ESPN app. It starts with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. We will actually be live at the Garden for the show. Meanwhile, coming up live here at the top of the next hour, it's First Take. They're asking if Cowboys fans should start buying tickets to the Super Bowl. Plus, are the Ravens the best in the AFC? Molly, Stephen A., Michael Irvin, top of the hour on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. And the NFL weekend is by no means done. Monday Night Football tonight, Josh Allen and the Bills, Derrick Henry and the Titans. Huge matchup, 8 Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, the ESPN app. Coverage starts at 6 with Monday Night Countdown. Buffalo, despite being on the road, nearly a full touchdown favorite tonight since losing week one. Buffalo's covered four straight, each by at least 15 points. Let's get the picks. Ryan Clark, Bills Titans tonight in Tennessee. Who you got?
I got the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's playing at an extremely high level. His defense is turning the football over and rushing the passer. I'm looking for Josh Allen to make another statement tonight.
Rex.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills, too. I think they're the most balanced, most complete football team in the AFC. And they're going to need to be because, look, Derrick Henry's no slouch, but give me the Bills.
Dan?
Yeah, I'll take the Bills. I think one of the under kind of spoken things about their defense is how good they are stopping the run, and that's obviously Tennessee's strength. If they stop the run, those young pass rushers should have some success against Tennessee, so I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills.
They played Kansas City last week. Could this be your classic trap game? I don't know. I will take the Titans just to have some fun, just to make a different name on the screen there. I would not put it past them to win this game
right at
home tonight. All right, it's become a Monday staple. A Monday
I don't
tradition.
Have one planned.
You
right,
don't
I,
have
I,
one?
I got one.
Guys,
I got one.
He did
one.
Say Timmy Tough Nuts.
I got one.
Yeah.
All right. What is Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
One, Forrest, one.
One, Forrest, one. You know, next time you might want to prepare one for the program. I just think might have worked out a little better.
That's a pretty good one, huh? One, Forrest, one.
That's trash, man.
That's just like, unbelievably bad. We apologize for that.
Hey, man, we got to stop that segment,
awesome.
Man. That segment over, bro.
First Take starts
that's done.
Now.
Off the top of the head.
Just ruined Mondays.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.